You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we were at Agent 2021 this week. We interviewed this dude I had never heard of before. His name is John Henry. What an amazing guy. We're going to go right to the interview. The power of this guy is unimaginable. Wanda, take it away. Do we have enough time to run this, Wanda?
It'll be quick.
Go.
All right, well, we're here at Hard Rock Stadium, and we're here with John Henry. No, it's not the John Henry that used to own the Marlins. It's the John Henry that's the entrepreneur that you see on TV. John, thanks for taking time to speak with us today and for giving us that great keynote address.
Thank you so much for having me. Really pumped to do this little jam session with you.
It's my pleasure. Now, people may not know your story. We'll ask them to go kind of look it up because you're a self-made entrepreneur from up in New York. You got a couple of breaks, and now you've got a TV show. But you also give a lot of good advice. I was hearing some of your words of wisdom, and rather than giving the whole background on your story, could we get some of your real advice on people building brands, things like transparency and authenticity, things like that?
Yeah, let's get right into it. Take me wherever you want to go with the questions.
Okay, great. So if somebody is out there and they're in business and they're running into some difficulties, you were given some really good advice about some of the memes that you saw on the internet and some of the things that really motivate you. Could you share some of that with our audience?
Yeah, look, business is by far the hardest thing I've ever had to personally go through, and it tests every facet of your character imaginable. It tests your mental well-being, emotional well-being, financial, I mean, really everything. So the first thing you have to do is decide that you want that, because I think a lot of people think they do. Like, for instance, I started I have a real estate investing business. I buy real estate, and I had a friend of mine, very close friend of mine, who was like, yo, I want to do this. And 6 months in, he had the self-awareness to tell me, hey, I can't thrive with these stress levels. It's too much, dude. Like, he didn't understand why he needed to take that beating in business because that wasn't his passion. So step number one by far is know that this is what you want to do. And if you don't know, at least dip your toes in the water and get a sense. And then after that, there's only one other thing, and that is if you have that passion for what you're doing, lean into that during the really hard times, because unfortunately there will be some really hard times, and that'll get you through to the sunny days.
Now, I see that you travel with, can I just mention you travel with your brother? I think that part of the support and the success is having that type of emotional teammate, somebody who I like to say has a value system alignment with you. Can you talk a little bit about how you travel with your brother and what that means to you?
Yeah, no, it's great. And my brother, we also work together on the Viceland production. And so the most rewarding part of my career so far has been any opportunity I find to involve my family, is a great win for me. So Gillette, they contracted me to do a commercial, and it was around Father's Day. So I got my father in, and my brother did the video, and so everyone made money then, So it's very rewarding, and it's also emotionally, sometimes this is a very, very lonely sport, and the majority of things that I go through, even though there might be people around, the majority of it is just you versus you. But when you have someone who's got some of the context, like Jeffrey and I can go back and forth on the things that happen on set, all the crazy, and it's just nice to have that avenue.
Oh, you made me forget my next question because I felt the love for your brother there. So one last question for the folks. If you're in your hard, dark place and you're really, really having a difficult time in business, what is your one go-to thought that helps you break through and get to the next level and get you back on the beam? Because you said that everybody has that darker moment. What's your go-to place?
Man, that's a good question. I just lean into what I know this all could be 20 years from now. And I think, man, it would be the greatest crime for you to know what your potential could be, but then not get there. It's one thing if you're not even conscious of what you could do. Then fine, mediocrity is for you. But my greatest fear is just to be mediocre, right?
Because unfulfilled potential is a dirty word here.
Unfulfilled potential. And so when I'm in my hardest moments and I'm thinking about throwing in the towel, I just think, man, 20 years from now, this thing is going to make it. So
tell me a little bit about the show. Where can we see it? When can we see it?
The show is called Hustle. It's on Viceland. It's executive produced by Alicia Keys and Marcus Anderson. and we trail business owners and help them take their business to the next level. So it premieres February 10th, which is right around the corner. So I hope you guys watch.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. We're going to toss it back to Wanda. This is John Henry. He's with Harlem Capital and Vice Lands Hustle. Thanks so much for being on the show, John Henry.
Thank you, guys.